Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Grounded Authority, The Algonquins of Barrier Lake Against the State is a 2017 academic monograph by Sherry Pasternak, published by the University of Minnesota Press in the Indigenous Americas series. The book examines the political and legal struggle of the Algonquins of Barrier Lake in Western Quebec, with particular attention to their rejection of Canadian federal land, claims policy, and their assertion of jurisdiction over traditional territory. Positioned at the intersection of Indigenous studies, political geography, legal anthropology, and settler colonial analysis, it asks how Indigenous authority is maintained when state law seeks to define land, governance, and recognition on colonial terms. Pasternak draws on long engagement with the community, ethnographic observation, and legal political analysis to show that the conflict is not only about resources or administration, it is about competing legal orders, land-based obligations, and the continuing effort of the Canadian state to contain Indigenous governance within frameworks that facilitate dispossession. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Indigenous jurisdiction is treated as a living legal order rather than a state concession. A central contribution of Grounded Authority is its insistence that jurisdiction should not be understood only as a power granted or recognized by the Canadian state. Pasternak examines the Algonquins of Barrier Lake through the lens of their own legal and political authority, rooted in relationships to land, community governance, and obligations associated with Michikanibikak Anishinaabe law. This approach shifts the discussion away from the familiar question of how Indigenous peoples fit within Canadian constitutional frameworks. Instead, it asks how Indigenous legal orders continue to structure decision-making even under colonial pressure. The reasoning is important because state recognition often narrows Indigenous authority into administratively manageable forms, such as band councils, consultation procedures, or settlement agreements. Pasternak shows that grounded authority is not abstract sovereignty detached from place. It is practiced through responsibilities to territory, kinship, harvesting, environmental stewardship, and collective decision-making. This makes the book valuable for readers interested in legal pluralism, because it demonstrates that Indigenous law is not merely cultural background. It is a functioning source of jurisdiction that contests the monopoly claimed by settler law. Secondly, federal land claims policy appears as a mechanism for containment, not simple reconciliation. The book critically analyzes Canadian federal land claims policy as a structure that often requires Indigenous nations to translate their political authority into state-approved categories. For the Algonquins of Barrier Lake, rejection of this policy is not presented as refusal to negotiate, but as a principal challenge to a process that can extinguish or limit land-based jurisdiction. Pasternak places this conflict within a broader settler colonial pattern. Land claims frameworks promise settlement while also defining what counts as legitimate title, governance, and compensation. The practical effect is that Indigenous claims may be redirected into agreements that secure resource access and administrative certainty for the state. This analysis helps explain why the book treats policy as a political technology rather than neutral dispute resolution. Land claims can appear procedural, yet they reshape the field of possible Indigenous futures by encouraging finality, territorial reduction, and integration into Crown sovereignty. Pasternak therefore shows that the struggle of Barrier Lake is not an isolated policy disagreement. It exposes a wider problem in which reconciliation language can coexist with ongoing dispossession. Thirdly, the conflict over territory reveals how resource extraction depends on colonial legal categories. Grounded Authority situates the traditional territory of the Algonquins of Barrier Lake within a landscape that the state describes through categories such as Crown land, reserve land, wildlife reserve, and resource management zones. Pasternak argues that these labels are not neutral descriptions. They are legal classifications that make Indigenous territory available for forestry, conservation administration, and other forms of state-directed use while limiting Indigenous decision-making. The community has been confined to a very small reserve at Rapid Lake, while much of its wider territory remains governed by provincial and federal systems that do not begin from Algonquin jurisdiction. The reasoning here is concrete. Once land is classified as Crown land, the state can treat extraction as a matter of public administration rather than a violation of Indigenous authority. The book therefore connects environmental politics to legal geography. It shows that dispossession is not only historical seizure. It is reproduced through maps, permits, jurisdictional boundaries, and resource regimes that continually separate Indigenous peoples from effective control over their homelands. Fourthly, administrative intervention becomes a form of colonial governance beyond the courtroom. Pasternak pays close attention to administrative mechanisms that shape daily political life, including financial management, band governance, service delivery, and bureaucratic oversight. This focus is one reason the book stands apart from accounts that treat indigenous-state conflict mainly as litigation or constitutional debate. The state does not need to rely only on spectacular acts of force to undermine indigenous authority. It can intervene through funding arrangements, imposed management structures, policy compliance demands, and recognition of particular leadership forms. In the case of the Algonquins of Barriere Lake, these tools have been linked to struggles over who has authority to represent the community and how decisions are made. The importance of this analysis is that it reveals colonial power operating through routine administration. Bureaucratic systems may appear technical, but they can weaken local governance by making communities dependent on rules that do not reflect their own legal orders. Pasternak shows that jurisdiction is contested not only in formal claims to land, but also in the everyday management of health, finance, leadership, and public services. Lastly, ethnographic commitment links theory to accountable political research. The book is shaped by Pasternak's long involvement with the Algonquins of Barriere Lake and related solidarity networks. And this background affects its method as well as its argument. Grounded authority does not present the community merely as an example used to illustrate academic theory. It builds theory from a specific political struggle, drawing together interviews, historical context, policy analysis, and attention to land-based practice. This matters because writing about indigenous jurisdiction carries ethical stakes. If research treats indigenous law only as data, it risks reproducing the extractive relations it critiques. Pasternak, instead, frames scholarship as accountable to ongoing struggles over land and governance. The result is an empirically detailed work that remains theoretically ambitious without detaching concepts from the conditions that produce them. The book also demonstrates why solidarity and analysis need not be opposites. A committed position can still produce careful research when it clarifies its standpoint, follows evidence, and foregrounds indigenous political reasoning. This methodological feature helps explain the book's influence in indigenous studies, geography, and critical legal scholarship. In conclusion, Grounded Authority is best suited for readers who want a rigorous account of indigenous jurisdiction, settler colonial governance, and the politics of land in Canada. Scholars and students in indigenous studies, geography, law, anthropology, political theory, and environmental studies will find it especially useful. But it also offers important context for policy analysts, activists, and readers concerned with resource extraction and indigenous self-determination. Its practical benefit lies in showing how colonial power operates through ordinary legal and administrative systems, not only through open conflict or historical dispossession. Intellectually, it clarifies why indigenous law must be approached as an active legal order rather than as cultural heritage or a moral claim awaiting state recognition. Compared with many books on land claims or reconciliation, Pasternak's work stands out because it centers one sustained struggle while also developing a broader theory of jurisdiction. It does not reduce the Algonquins of Barriere Lake to victims of policy failure, nor does it romanticize resistance. Instead, it explains how grounded legal authority persists through concrete relations to territory, governance, and collective responsibility. That combination of empirical specificity, political commitment, and conceptual precision makes the book a significant contribution to debates about decolonization and indigenous sovereignty. If you would like to support Sherry Pasternak, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.